We've come here, we've assembled this morning to worship Almighty God. Our call to worship is from Psalm 146, and it describes the God we are called to worship. It may have been written after God's rescue of Jerusalem and King Hezekiah from the mocking Assyrian army about 700 BC. That's when the Assyrian army assembled outside the walls and Rabshakeh said, "Do you think the God of Jacob, do you think your God of Hezekiah can interfere with us? Every god of every city we've conquered so far has fallen away. We think that's going to happen to God." But God struck in one night 120,000 Assyrians dead. They woke up in the morning to find that they were all dead. That's the God that we're talking about, and that's the God that's described in Psalm 146. Psalm 46, excuse me. Hear now the word of God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake at its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her and shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.